Hello.
Oh, hi. Hi, this is Paul calling you back from Local Splash. How's everything going for you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing quite well. Thank you so much for asking. So I did want to ask if you were able to, you know, kind of go to your mom's and get everything that you needed to do to get things set up and still do your client interview?
Yeah, she's zelled it.
Oh, okay. So I did, or you should have already received a calendar invitation for your client interview at 2:30. I do actually have on file the security question, which is your mother's maiden name, and we can keep that on file. But the card that you have on file, you wanted to update, right?
Yeah, it was updated. That was years ago.
Oh, yeah. Is this going to be a MasterCard, Visa, Amex, Discover?
Maya, is my card in there? Is my card? Do you see my card? Yeah. Right there!
A Visa. A Visa. Is it your name first and last on the card, or is there a middle initial or anything else?
No, it's my first and last.
Okay, so if it's a Visa, it should start with the 4, all Visa cards do. I'm actually ready for that number whenever you are.
4-8-1-5-0-6-0-6-0-6-0-6-0-6-0-6-0-6-0-6-0-6-0-6-0-6-0-6-0-6-0-6-0-6-0-6-0-6-0-6-0-6-0-6-0-6-0-6-0-6-0-6-0-6-0-6-0-6-0-6-0-6-0-6-0-6-0-6-0-6-0-6-0-6-0-6-0-6-0-6-0-6-0-6-0-6-0-6-0-6-0-6-0-6-0-6-0-6-0-6-0-6-0-6-0-6-0-6-0-6-0-6-0-6-0-6-0-6-0-6-0-6-0-6-0-6-0-6-0-6-0-6-0-6-0-6-0-6-0-6-0-6-0-6-0-6-0-6-0-6-0-6-0-6-0-6-0-6-0-6-0-6-0-6-0-6-0-6-0-6-0-6-0-6-0-6-0-6-0-6-0-6-0-6-0-6-0-6-0-6
03 or March of 2030, and then the last three digits on the back of the card.
134.
134. So 134, 134 on the back, and March or 03 of 2030 for the expiration date. And you did say that the billing address is still the same, the 272 Bridgewater, and the zip code 94585?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So I know we did this before. I do still am required to read what's called a voice verification. It does get recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account so you know that it is a month-to-month service, etc. Now, of course, as far as the timeline goes, normally we do our client interviews first day, second day, third day. We are doing it today. You're scheduled at 2:30. If I do happen to be in between phone calls when our technician is ready to call you, I'll be on that call as well, just in the very beginning to introduce you to your technician and answer any questions that you might have. So, of course, getting it done the first day really gets the ball rolling, gets things expedited. Days 5 through 7 is when your client dashboard will be active because all of the directories would be submitted by then. And we are building a website for you, doing Facebook ads. They want us to say 7 to 14 days for that, but typically it's a lot less than that, maybe even 7 or 10 days. Once your website is completed, your Facebook ads are really just waiting for that.
You said it could take up to 7 to 10 days?
For your website to be completed. Yeah, we're going to do the client interview today, and then we'll talk to you in great detail about your company, your services, kind of verify information that we have from before, mission statement, what's unique about your business. We'll ask you to send us photos.
I'll put myself on the website too, right?
Yeah, you can put photos on your website. The hosting, the maintenance, the updating of the website is also included at no additional cost. So we can use any photos that you have right now, and we can always add more photos down the road. There's never any additional cost for that. You'll also have access to a website editor tool. So if you want to make the changes and add the photos, update content, put in the holiday special or something like that, you can do that too. And whether you're making those changes or you just want us to make those changes, there's no additional cost for that. Of course, days 45 through 60, that's when everything's firing on all cylinders. You're linked and listed for all of your services throughout your service area. Whether it's 60 days, 6 months, 6 years, no matter how long you keep the service, continuous reporting, ongoing review, and customer support. Now, I do have the voice verification pulled up. It is recorded, but you can stop me if you have a question. It's actually pretty straightforward. It reads as follows. It says, "Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This part of the call will, in fact, be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement. and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording, can you please restate the name of your business as you want it to appear online?
Favorite maid.
That's exactly how I have that. And then, Ms. Martin, please state your name and your official title within the business.
Ranisha Martin, the owner.
And Ranisha, as the owner of Favorite Maid, of course, you are authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business, right?
Yes.
Of course, you make all the decisions for your company. And then for the billing information that you did just provide, that Visa in your name, of course, you are an authorized user on that account, right?
Yes.
Of course. Now, it says to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you are also actively involved in your campaign. This is because it's our job to make sure the people in your service area who need your services can, in fact, contact you directly. So for that reason, we specifically request that you do, in fact, agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion, which is 48 hours or less, to phone calls, emails, and text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Ranisha, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yes.
Perfect. And as long as you answer your phone, you're going to do quite well with the service. Now, it does say in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you would continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. This is simply because we wouldn't want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing, and perhaps even more important, it's our job to make sure that all of your business information online is accurate, current, and consistent. So we're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are, though, just saying if you decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, we do ask that you at least let us know so we can make sure the information is accurate. Ms. Martin, that's fair enough, right?
Yeah.
Perfect. Now, we do what's called the NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, website. Of course, we'll be the ones to make sure that we build out that website for you and that no physical street address appears for your business, since customers do not come to you. As part of the verification process, it's essential that we do receive some required documents in a timely fashion. This may include, you know, any of the supporting documentation. You know, we might need to contact you regarding your verification for Google and the new business name. And we just ask that you supply any supporting documents within the first 7 days. And, of course, if you don't, it might kind of hold things back. So do you agree to submit any necessary documentation for your business in the first 7 days?
Yeah.
Okay, that's perfect. And now, again, it is going to be a flat rate of exactly $299, so I was able to honor the previously reduced term. It's still going to be that same reduced rate. It is, of course, no setup fee. So it says the initial payment, or the payment for the initial term, I should say, the payment for the initial term and the setup fee, which I'm going to waive the setup fee altogether, it's going to be charged today's date. That's the 21st of November. It's a very reduced total amount of exactly $299.00. And that non-refundable $299 is both a fixed rate as well as a flat rate. And that does mean that there's no hidden taxes, there's no hidden fees. Of course, there's no lead fees whatsoever. The calls come directly to you, and that rate will never go up on you no matter how long you keep the service. It is going to be that exact amount. Now, it is going to be recurring billing with the payment of $299 scheduled to come out on the 21st of the month, and it is going to only always be that exact amount. Now, of course, with any form of marketing, we expect you to give it a fair shot. We want you to give it 3 months. If you cancel your service within the first 90 days, there's an early termination fee. And, of course, you can cancel at any time. You can pause it, too. If you get more work than you can take on, if you need to go on vacation, you could, if necessary, pause it seasonally. I don't think that's the case here. But you can either pause the service or cancel altogether. No questions asked. All that we do, though, request to prevent the charge to the previous, so the following month, I should say, is that you contact our client support team and contact them at least 3 days before your billing date. That, Renisha, is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Ms. Martin, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. I know you've been through it all before, and I appreciate your patience in letting me go through that again. Now, you are going to receive a automated email. It's the welcome email. The welcome email is going to have the written terms and conditions. That's everything that we did just go over in the voice verification. It's going to be provided for you again in writing. You'll also receive that link by a direct text message. And when you receive either the email or the text, please do let me know. I did want to walk you through a couple of things there. I do need to do a couple of things. Are you going to be like Monday through Friday, Monday through Saturday, Sunday? When do you want to be found online?
Really every day. I'm not tripping.
Okay. So 7 days a week. And is that going to be like 7 to 7, 8 to 5?
It depends on which days are there. They are like, right. Oh, you know what? Sundays I'm not available. Like, well, only in the morning.
Okay.
So I'm not really going to be available probably after the evening. Saturday.
And are you taking anything in addition to cash and check? Are you taking like Venmo, PayPal, Cash App, anything like that?
Not right now, but I will if they have it.
Okay. So that kind of helps me get things started here. Gives my client interview technician a little bit of a head start. I'm just adding to your records here. I'm making sure that we're going to include that website for you. Again, like I said, the website is included at no additional cost. And, of course, that means that we're going to build it, host it, maintain it, update it for you at no additional cost. And you do have photos of some of your work or photos related to your services?
Yes, I do.
Okay, perfect. So, like I said, we already do have that security question already on file here.
Do I just send them to this text it to this number? What do I send them to?
Yeah, so the best way to do that, I mean, you can reach a live client support agent Monday through Friday. That's going to be, of course, 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. Pacific time. You can email the support team 24/7. If you email the support team, they will follow up with you the same business day or the following business day if they receive the email either very late in the day or after hours. The email address is simply support@localsplash.com. That's really the only email address that you need. When our technician speaks with you, they will probably give you photos@localsplash.com. You can email the photos team directly. But really anything and everything can go to that main support email, okay?
Well, but why not? No. Okay.
So other than that, you're all set and squared away on my end. I did want to be the first to say welcome aboard. Welcome back. We're pretty excited to, you know, rebrand your business with the new name and get your business out there where people can find you, get your phone ringing. Of course, we're looking forward to earning your business. And it's been a real pleasure speaking with you. Things do get a little bit busy, but your follow-up calls. Yeah, the card did go through. I can email you the confirmation number, or I can read it to you now, but I can email, you're gonna get by,
you can email it to me.
Email it to you. Okay, I'll email it to you, but the payment did process on that card. I'll email it to you, and then, that's just, it's not another bill, it's just confirmation that we did already process the payment of $299. Hopefully I'll be in between phone calls when our technician calls you in about an hour and 15 minutes. Your follow-up call is scheduled at 2:30. There is still time enough for our automated system to send you the reminder email that will go out an hour prior. So in about 15 minutes or so, you should receive that reminder email that the call itself is scheduled at 2:30. Hopefully, I'll be in between phone calls to speak with you when our technician calls you then.
Okay.
Real pleasure, Renisha. Ms. Martin, I'm happy to have you back on board with Local Splash, and we'll talk to you in about an hour and 15 minutes or so.
All right, thank you.
Thank you, too. Thank you so much. Take care. Bye-bye.